Welcome to On the Mic, where exclusive guests and exciting interviews are brought right to you every Monday. Take a behind-the-scenes dive into the lives of musicians, athletes, entrepreneurs, and more right here. I'm Marley MacDonald, and stay tuned for what's next on the mic. Hello, 88.9 The Bridge, and welcome back to On the Mic. I'm Marley MacDonald, and I'm so glad you tuned in today. Today we're going to be doing a musical episode, sort of, and no interview today, but I'm just going to be giving some music recommendations and some of my thoughts on some recent albums and new music that have been dropped by some of my favorite artists. So first off, starting with one of the biggest, Taylor Swift released her new album, The Tortured Poets Department, which came out last Thursday night, 9 p.m. for us on the West Coast, and then midnight for people on the East Coast. And then she also went to drop at 2 a.m. for people on the East Coast, or 2 hours later. She dropped the second half, which she called the anthology. So it's a double album. So we have about 30 songs, I believe, on the album. So it is a big one. I've listened to every song, not every song all the way through, but I've at least gotten like a good taste for every song. So I'm going to give you some of my thoughts so that way you can decide whether you should listen or not. And you won't have to go through all 30 or so songs because that can take a while. I was staying up late that night. So hopefully this makes it a little bit easier for you to explore the new music. So first off, my initial thoughts on it are I think this album is pretty controversial and some people are really loving it and I don't know, love the deep poetry of it, and some are more on the, I don't know, not hate, but I just, for me, I'm on the side where I can't fully connect with any of the songs like I have on some previous albums. To me, it's a lot to digest, and having as much as 30 songs, they all begin to sound sort of similar. And I was trying to keep in mind that I was trying to listen to all of them in one night, so I wouldn't expect to get like a really, really good feel for every single song in a single night. But I just feel like it's a lot to digest, and I would think that she should cut down to maybe some of her favorites or the best songs, so that way it's a little bit easier for us to listen to and maybe not so much material. When I was listening, I really liked The Alchemy, and I think not because of the lyrics in particular of that song, but the beat and the melody really stuck out to me because it kind of was a contrast to what the most of the rest of the album looks like. And I just thought it was really refreshing to kind of have a new beat, a new tone, and I think that's why that song really stuck out to me as one of my favorites. And when you look at other Taylor Swift albums, like off the top of my mind, I think of Reputation, and there's a lot of diversity in one album. You can go from a song like Call It What You Want To, which is really kind of a slow, quieter love song, and then to something like I Did Something Bad, which is like something you would listen to in a workout because it really pumps you up, and it's a whole lot different than the feel of a song like Call It What You Want To. Whereas in this album, all the songs felt very similar, and that's not necessarily a bad thing, but I think I was just like craving a little bit more diversity, and I was looking for something different, which I really only sensed from like the song The Alchemy. Maybe there were some who were a little different too. But I'm coming back so strong. So when I touch down, call the amateurs and cut them from the team. Ditch the clowns, get the crown, baby, I'm the one to be. Cause the sign on your heart said it's still reserved for me. Honestly, who are we to fight the alchemy? Hey you, what if I told you we're cool? But that song I think is just kind of a general, nothing super crazy of a message in there, but a love song. And I don't know, I liked it because, again, it was something different. When I've talked with some of my friends who are also Taylor Swift fans, I found some are kind of like me and aren't super into this new music, but some are really loving it. And I generally notice that it's the people who really like Lana Del Rey that really like Taylor's new music. She sounds a lot like the artist Lana, and a lot of just her style in this album is very similar to Lana's music. So I think if you're a person who is really into Lana Del Rey, then this is probably something you'll really be interested in. But if you generally lean towards a little bit more upbeat music, then it probably won't be for you. If you're wondering, like, what are maybe three songs that I should listen to just to get a feel for this album, I would say, like I said, go for The Alchemy. Maybe also So Long London. I think that is definitely a good feel for it's similar to other songs. And then I would say third, I hear that a lot of people really like Down Bad, and I think that's a little bit different than the other one. So I would try those three. And if you like it, then give a little more of the album a listen, and maybe it will be one of your favorites. Okay, so that is all for Taylor Swift right now. I know she's kind of the talk of the town, probably a lot of people discussing this album, but I just wanted to give my perspective on it. So there's some more new music that's really stuck out to me, and one of my other recommendations is Morgan Wallen's new song. It is not released technically yet, but his song called Lies, 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 it's on YouTube because he recorded like a studio session of it. So you can't stream it on Apple Music or Spotify yet. I'm not completely sure when he's going to release that out to those platforms, but I've really enjoyed listening to it on YouTube. It's just got a really great kind of catchy tone, and I really like the lyrics and the writing too, but it's a super catchy song, and I definitely would recommend giving that a listen. Don't ever think about you within. And girl, tonight I won't call again and again. Ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and hard heartbreaks are hard to break, so I just tell the same old lies, lies, lies. Yeah, baby, I can try. If you follow anything in the country music news, you've probably heard about his incident where he got in trouble with a chair and on a rooftop bar. So it'll be interesting to see if that plays out to affect at all his concerts, his upcoming concerts and his tour or releasing new music. I sure hope it doesn't, and hopefully everything works out okay for him and that it gets all figured out. Next up, I would also keep an eye out on Megan Maroney. She's been one of my favorites for a while now. She recently, in the past month or so, released her songs 28th of June and No Caller ID. And those are both pretty sad songs, but super good. And I think they're great to sing. I don't know. I play them in the car on the way to school all the time. And if you need a good cry, they're good for that too. But she is about to release her song Indifferent coming out on May 2nd. She has given kind of little clips of it on Instagram and TikTok, and so far I'm really liking it. It's going to look very different than those other songs she's recently released because Indifferent is, like it says in the title, it's about not caring and it's a fun summer song rather than those pretty sad ones that she's recently released. But it gives you a good diversity of some different music. Care about where you went, where you've been, who you're with. Losing my patience and checking locations and rereading texts that you sent. I would cry 1, 2, 3 too many times, just wasting my prime on a guy who was more wrong than right. Now I don't even know what I'm missing. Don't care what it is or it isn't. Don't need your attention or your friend. keep an eye out on Morgan Wallen and Megan Maroney. And so far, those are some of my latest music tips. Hopefully some new good music will be coming out soon that I can come out with another review. Hopefully you check out all of these artists, and thank you so much for tuning into this episode today. I'm hoping to have another interview coming out again soon, so hopefully next week we'll be joined by a guest. But I also always love going solo and talking about these things. I could talk about music forever. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I'm Marley MacDonald, and you're listening to 88.9 The Bridge. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you.